Unit 7. Jobs. Page 55. John's jobs. Listen to John talk about some of the different jobs he's had. Complete the table below.
What kind of jobs have you had?
Well, the first job that I can remember was in high school. I had a part-time job working at McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yeah. I started out as a maintenance man and mostly on the weekends. And after a couple of years, I got to be manager, so all the way through university, I worked at McDonald's.
Uh-huh. How many years?
So, altogether, close to 5 years.
Hmm. Did you like it?
Actually, I did like it. It kind of surprises people, but a lot of my friends were working there, so that made it a lot of fun. But when I graduated from university, I really wanted to get a job in my field, so I got a job as an accountant after that.
An accountant?
Yeah, I moved to the city of Albany and worked as an accountant for a little over 2 years in...
Was that New York?
Yeah, Albany, New York. It's the capital of New York State. And I didn't really like that job. And I remember clearly sitting in my office and looking out the window on sunny days thinking, there's got to be a better job than this.
An accountant's job is famous for being boring.
That's right. It was boring and I really didn't get along with my boss. He was always asking me to work overtime and saying, you should be reading accounting journals and things like that. I didn't really like the atmosphere there, so I went back to university and I got my master's degree in English. And at that time, I started getting into bicycling.
Hmm.
And I got a job as a bicycle tour leader in Vermont.
Huh, a bicycle tour leader. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that was really a great job. I loved it. People from all over the country would come to Vermont and go on these bicycle tours, and I would show them the routes and take them to all the best places to eat great food.
Sounds like a great job.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the pay was low, but the people gave a lot of tips.
Uh-huh. Was it full-time?
Yeah, it was full-time, but only for one summer. I wanted to work longer, but by October it's too cold in Vermont, so that job was finished.
What did you do after that?
After that, I wasn't sure what to do. I went back and stayed with my parents for a while. Then I read in a magazine about a job teaching English overseas in Taiwan. So I applied for that job and I got it.
Wow, Taiwan. Did you like that job?
Yeah. That was a very interesting job. I mean, it was my first time overseas and it was my first time teaching. So I really enjoyed it and I liked the students a lot. And after that year, I really felt like teaching is what I wanted to do. But I just had a one-year contract and certain aspects of living in Taiwan were difficult. It's very crowded and noisy, and I come from a small town, so after my contract was finished, I decided to look for another job teaching English.